And this is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Sunday, the 1st of December. Good morning from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Shona O'Donoghue. Sarah Keith Lucas will join us in a minute with a shipping bulletin. Then we'll have an update on the overnight news, along with the weather, the papers, and the sporting news briefing at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Rochester in Kent just before 6:15. And straight after that, Peter White will be here with this week's edition of In Touch. But first, let's hear from Lauren Laverne.
Desert Island Discs is back with a new series.
I like being who I am, and that encompasses so many things. But I think maybe people don't know that I'm kind of shy when I'm not working.
With castaways including Cher, artist Laurie Anderson, and former England manager Gareth Southgate.
This was going to be the first final for 55 years, and that we were creating another bit of history.
The new series starts with the comedian Mark Steele.
One woman leant right over to me and she said, I think you did very well to remember all the words.
Desert Island Discs with me, Lauren Laverne, this morning at 10 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And so to the BBC Weather Centre and Sarah.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 1st of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Bailey, 982, expected northern Norway, 981 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Southerly veering southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in South Utsira. Veering northerly, 6 to gale 8 later, except in South Utsira and southeast Forties. Rain, drizzle or showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. South veering southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, but becoming variable 3 for a time in South Biscay. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Irish Sea. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, veering northwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Rockall. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain, then snow showers, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north and 5 in south, then veering northerly later. Rain, then wintry showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north, decreasing 6 later. Rain, then snow showers, moderate to very poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or snow, then snow showers, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later, moderate icing in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South-southwest, 6. Slight rain, 4 miles. 1,000, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 6. Slight drizzle, 9 miles. 996 now falling. Lerwick, south-southwest 7, mist 4 miles, 996 falling more slowly. Lucas, south-southwest 5, 30 miles, 1004 falling slowly. Bridlington, south 4, 1013 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 4, 5 miles, 1020. Jersey, south-southeast 5, slight rain 4 miles, 1017 falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 6, 1014. Scilly Automatic, southwest 5, rain 2 miles, 1011 falling more slowly. Valentia, south-southwest 3, recent rain 6 miles, 1005 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south by east 5, slight drizzle and rain 2 miles, 1007 falling more slowly. Malinhead, south 5, 16 miles, 1002 now rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The current south to southwesterly airflow will persist through much of Sunday, with strong winds affecting most areas. However, a colder north to northwesterly flow will follow across the north and west later in the day and overnight tonight. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Rain at times, then showers, wintry later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, then north or northwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, then veering northerly 6 or 7 later in far north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 4 to 6, veering southwest 4 or 5. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 4 or 5. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Salcybill. Southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Salcybill to Lyme Regis. South veering southwest, then west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly 5 or 6 at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, veering west 4 to 6, then veering northwest 6 or 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South veering west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 5 or 6, then northwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Fall to Carlingford Lock. South veering southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, then north 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4, then veering north 6 to gale 8. Showers becoming wintry later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6, then north 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, then wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 1st of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Sir Keir Starmer is to set out a plan for change with new targets in key policy areas. Syria's President Assad has vowed to defeat Islamist rebels who've seized the country's second city, Aleppo. And in sport, England have won the first test against New Zealand by 8 wickets. Downing Street says the Prime Minister is to set milestones in key policy areas to help the government achieve Labour's election promises. Sir Keir Starmer says his plan for change will be the most ambitious yet honest programme for government in a generation. The Conservatives said the plan would not conceal the chaos unleashed by the government. Our political correspondent Ian Watson says new targets are expected in several areas.
Labour currently has 5 detailed, some would say sprawling missions for government, from growing the economy to improving healthcare. But in its new plan, these will be accompanied by measurable targets. For example, there's a mission to improve opportunities. This will now have a target attached to increase the number of 4- and 5-year-olds who are ready, socially as well as educationally, for school from 60 to 75%. Prime Minister saying there'll be a relentless focus on priorities, but of course that means some previous promises will end up in a political slow lane.
The BBC is facing more questions about its handling of allegations against the MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace. According to the Sunday Times, the broadcaster Asma Mir complained to the corporation in 2017, and a BBC executive subsequently warned Mr. Wallace that his behaviour was unacceptable. A BBC spokesperson said the corporation always listened to people wishing to make it aware of something directly. Mr. Wallace's lawyers say any suggestion that he engages in behaviour of a sexually harassing nature is false. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to defeat Islamist rebels who've made sweeping territorial gains in the north in the past few days and captured the country's second city, Aleppo. The militants are now reported to be approaching the city of Hama on the road to Damascus. The Syrian army has said it's preparing a counterattack. A Syrian expert from the Middle East Institute in Washington, Firas Magsad, said President Assad's allies, Iran and Russia, can't help him as much as they did in 2015.
Unfortunately for the Assad regime, the coalition that was there that turned